So I know everybody sits around and goes, oh, I just need a day to sleep. Or, I mean, if I could have a weekend to sleep. All right, that's one thing. We all get we're somewhat deprived of sleep to a level. I mean, that's just the culture we live in.
A whole week? A week of sleep. Like the nicest hotel where it's like, your sleep number has to be perfect, right? It's got to be yours.
Without a doubt. They say sleep tourism is huge right now. Now, here's the thing. Even if I went to, let's say I went to New York City and I spent a dollar on, you know, a nice hotel. I can't stay in the room the whole time.
Me neither. That's not for me. But 1144 can. They said, as long as I got my phone, food, and a little of God's greens, sign me up. But 2878 is different. They say, you know, I'm a mom. I may sleep for 2 days, but the rest of the week, I got to do something.
Yeah. Give me a day or so to catch up, and then from there.
Yeah. And then let's go to 5868. They say, every year for Mother's Day, the only thing I asked for is a few hours by myself. A week sounds like absolute heaven.
I think you'd get bored.
I would think so too, but not
them. You wasted money. I'm wasting money if I just get a hotel room and just sit in it. What?
These vacations are very similar. So I'm bringing a stack of books, some whiskey, some smoke, a bunch of art supplies, and nobody will see me.
Wow, I can't live like that. I'm not saying every day has to be a hike or some kind of crazy adventure, but you got to get me out. I want to go to a nice restaurant. I want to go see certain things.
Right.
Want to move around a bit.
Me too. I'm that way. I'm that way even, you know, when we get like a snowstorm, like a weekend snowstorm or something. Yeah. By the end of the weekend, I'm like, oh, my God. Yeah, get me out of here.
I got to go.
We got to do something. I don't care if we go look at some trees.
Yeah, anything.
Get in the car. I don't care.
It is. It's weirdly exciting leading into it. And then during the first night of it, after that, you're like,
okay,
right,
yeah. I don't like myself this much. Okay, let me play you some audio that is definitely, I would say, jarring. This is something that when you hear it, you're like, oh. It is the communication between the boat that crashed into the bridge and the people who were controlling traffic. So take a listen to this. This was so quick.
One of you guys on the south side, one of you guys on the north side, hold all traffic on the Key Bridge. There's a ship approaching that just lost their steering. So until they get that under control, we got to stop all traffic.
I'm en route to the south side.
Yeah, if we can stop traffic, just make sure no one's on the bridge right now. There's a crew up there. You might want to notify whoever the foreman is, see if we can get them off the bridge temporarily.
10-4, once the other unit gets here, I'll line up on the bridge.
C-13 dispatch, the whole bridge just fell down. Everybody, the whole bridge just collapsed.
Ooh. Do we know if all traffic will stop?
I can't get to the other side, sir. The bridge is down.
C-13, I'm holding all traffic northbound.
Wow. We do know that the people that were lost, we believe at this point, were the construction crew that they had referenced in that. They couldn't get a hold of them in time before the bridge went.
I just looked it up a couple minutes ago. Still holding it six.
Yeah.
Six people.
Yeah.
It's like losing power steering is what it sounds like.
Yeah.
You know
there
what
was
I'm
some
saying?
Power failure on the boat, which actually, I mean, is there something weird knowing it feels okay that it was just a horrific accident. Like it wasn't something malicious. Does that make sense? Like things happen and it's terrible.
Yes.
But it's a lot better feeling than if we knew somebody, you know, had lost it or, you know, was trying to genuinely do harm to people. Like horrible accidents happen.
Definitely. I can understand that to a certain degree. Would you like to hear the governor?
Yes.
Talking about this.
By the way, very young. Oh, no, I was thinking the mayor of Baltimore. He's very young, but I don't know the governor.
This is Wes Moore.
All right, Wes.
So many of us know the Key Bridge because it is our normal commute. This is a place that is a normal commute route for over 30,000 Marylanders every single day.
Wow.
And so to hear the words that the Key Bridge has collapsed, it's shocking and heartbreaking. But for every single one of us who are Marylanders, the words that the Key Bridge is gone, it still shakes us. Because for 47 years, that's all we've known. It's heartbreaking.
His words give me chills, too.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Very, very tragic accident on that. And lucky it was only six people. Not for those six people. But I want you to think about this. If this would have happened at 7 o'clock in the morning, oh, my God, this would have been
hundreds.
Hundred, if not into the thousands, potentially. Mm-hmm. Figure carpoolers and all that. Oh,
right. I don't know how many people can fit on that bridge, but you said yesterday, I think it's a mile and a half.
Mile and a half. That's a lot of traffic.
Definitely.
Wow. Well, at any rate, jarring stuff, but there's a bit of an update on that.